This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Guaranteeing a champion. Didn't say this year, as you referenced yesterday, but basically saying we're going to win a championship over the weekend.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. So we got Jimmy Butler saying championship coming soon. We got Draymond Green saying championship coming soon. We got Steph, you know, excited about it. He was a little more like, eh, it was Draymond being Draymond, but we'll see. They're excited about it. Should Warriors fans be as excited about it? And if that's the case, if they're going to say championship mindset, like, if I'm a fan at this point, and if I'm a Warriors fan, hey, you can't go one and done. Like, that's not going to cut it. You can't be playing game and bust like last year and get blown out in Sacramento. I don't think you could go in a first-round series loss. I don't think it's going to cut it. Like, that would be disappointing, too. What would satisfy a Warriors fan's hunger currently, outside of winning the actual title? Because if that happens, be great. But is it making it to the second round? Is it a second round series, Nick Friedell? Is it making the Western Conference Finals? What would satisfy a Warriors fan's hunger currently? Because their players are talking about winning a championship.
I think the ceiling for this group now is the same as I thought it was to start the season, Mr. Spadoni, which was, in the beginning, I thought, all right, they could get on a little bit of a roll towards the end of the year, get into the first round, get the right matchup, win a series. So the ceiling to start the year, second round. Now you get Jimmy and you find a rhythm over the next 27 or so games. And hopefully if you're the Warriors, you stay out of that play-in mess because you never know exactly what can happen. But
they're 0-3, by the way, in the play-in tournament.
I just don't think, I don't think that this team can get any further than the second round.
Second round. But you would view that as a success for you.
Absolutely, because, and why don't you play the Draymond, what he said.
I got it.
As we put into context why I feel like I do about whatever happens at the end of the year.
I think, you know, we were kind of headed in the wrong direction, thinking we're figuring it out and never figuring it out this year, throughout the course of this year. And since he's been here, we've walked into every game thinking and believing that we're going to win that game. And that goes a long way in this league. When you walk in the game like, ah, man, right, we're probably going to lose this game, it's not good. And so he's brought back that belief, and I think we're going to win the championship.
Say that one more time so that everybody hears it.
Say that with your chest.
I didn't hear you. My earpiece.
Because they added Jimmy Butler the third. So what did you say?
81?
I'm sorry. I said I think we're going to win a championship, but I lied. We are going to win the championship.
Wow. The reason I think it's crucial to play that in the moments, Padone, is because Draymond did not say we're going to win a championship this year. What Jimmy's acquisition brought to this team and to the area again is hope. Jimmy Butler is hope. Jimmy Butler is a bet on the Warriors culture, much the same way Andrew Wiggins was when he was acquired. And people like me sat there and said, oh, I saw Wiggins in Minnesota. I don't think he can be consistent enough every night to be the player that this team needs behind Steph. I was wrong. Andrew Wiggins was the second best player on the bonus title team. Draymond is now saying, oh, we can win another title. I say all of that to tell you that I think the Warriors' best chance to win that fifth ring that Draymond's talking about is going to be next season. Mm. Because you can even out the roster with whatever else you need. Plus, we spent part of this morning saying, could a reunion with Kevin happen? I still believe it could. The ramifications would be huge, but there are so many different pieces to figure out. I just think going into this summer, going into the trade deadline a year from now, there's got to be one more big move that Mike Dunleavy and that staff can make. So you get Jimmy in place, then you find whomever the next player may be, and next year, going into the playoffs, I think the Warriors could have a legitimate chance, even though everybody's pretty old now.
That's what I was going to say, another year older.
Another year older. But this year, if you said, what is a success? Why do you feel good about whatever could come in the future for this group? If they get to the second round and give whatever team that is a real push, I think that is a very good year, especially where it was headed prior to the Jimmy move.
Do you think Draymond believes himself when he says we're going to win a championship? Do you think he actually believes that, or was that TNT, I'm on television, I got to say something? Because there's part of me that wants to believe that he believes it. If I'm a fan, like, hey, that this guy's won four titles. He know what it takes to get that. He's seen championship teams and rosters. Like, he thinks this team can win a title. You know what? Maybe I should start believing this team as a title contender. Or do you feel like that was just shtick? That was him saying just to say that? Because Steph seemed like, when Steph responded to it, he's like, ah, yeah, I saw Draymond, yeah. Steph seemed to kind of poo-poo it a little bit, where he's just like, I'm not touching that. Like, and I get it, Steph's, you know, he's a higher profile guy. He has to watch what he says carefully, because he's going to get picked apart way more if he said we're guaranteeing a championship. Be like, oh, Steph said that? Oh, well, now we got, well, he just
doesn't say those things. Warriors fans racing to Vegas,
exactly.
And every other sports book all over the world going, ah.
Exactly.
Our guy says that it's going to happen.
Exactly. The baby-faced assassin said it. I'm all in. I'm going to Vegas with 20K for the slam dunk contest. Put it all on Steph for the MVP. That's what I'm doing.
Money time! Money time!
But do you think that was Draymond having, like, legitimate belief in this team? And as you said, you don't think it's this year. You think he was interpreting that going forward. You believe he believes that?
I believe Draymond thinks they can pull it together one more time.
Okay.
Yes. I also believe, having sat on those stages with the TV cameras rolling, Spadone, sometimes you get rolling, and then you're like, oh, all right, let me just, because he kind of soft played it at first, and then he went all the way in. Knowing Draymond and what he says, though, sometimes, and trying to decipher exactly what he means, I absolutely believe he thinks they can make one more run at this thing. The Jimmy move has revitalized not only the organization, but Steph and Draymond. And I think that's a part that doesn't get discussed as much. Those guys have been around the league long enough to know if you don't have the horses in the playoffs, you're not going to win. Period. It's not going to happen. Jimmy is that guy. He's proven to be that guy many times over now. And you put him in this situation and you give yourself a chance.
Speaking of Jimmy Butler, what's Jimmy up to during this All-Star game? Because he's not an All-Star player this year. Wasn't voted, didn't play enough. He was hurt. He was indefinitely suspended. Jimmy Butler's in Dubai,
this
I guess.
Unbelievable.
Nick Friedell. And he joined.
Unbelievable.
He joined, what was it, Virgin Radio? Like Virgin Airlines when that was a thing, right? That's what he was doing, I guess. He's in Dubai hanging out. Carter's freaking out. He's like, he doesn't like the time difference. Is Jimmy going to be tired when he comes back over to play the Sacramento Kings? I think Jimmy's a big boy. He's got his coffee. He'll be just fine. But Jimmy was talking the last couple days and said he's very happy to be on the Warriors.
My pocket's going to fill it from the taxes, but, you know, the taxes were great in Miami. But I'm so happy over there. Organization's top notch. Obviously, you know, I get to play with Steph, so I'm a fan of him just like 99.9% of the world. And, you know, a chance of winning the championship, what more can you ask for? And Draymond's on the team.
Me and Draymond
get along quite well. Yeah. Play a lot of dominoes.
Yeah, fun. It feels like, I mean, I feel like he's fun as well.
Yo, he's the best. And you don't realize how great he is until you actually get on his team and how smart and how he'll do anything to win. And I respect that the most out of anything. It's all about winning all the time with that dude. I'm learning.
He's learning. And again, that was from Saturday. I guess he was in Dubai with a radio show or
that
a podcast over there.
Unbelievable.
So
the guy's in Dubai.
That makes sense, though. Jimmy, I could see him being in Dubai, you know, hanging out in the desert, just chilling.
That doesn't make sense in the middle of the season, Spadone. I don't care how insane Jimmy is.
He's on a break. Well, he's not allowed to. You can go on vacation if you wanted to, Nick.
I go on plenty of vacations.
Yeah, go to Dubai, right?
I mean, I might think about going to Dubai. I'm not going to Dubai in the middle of my work season.
What's the
for
difference?
5 days.
What's the difference between a guy going to Cabo and a guy going to Dubai? It's just a couple hours.
A couple hours.
15 different time zones.
That's all right.
Like,
come on.
A couple hours. That's like, a 14-hour flight?
Yeah, but
what time do you think it is in Dubai right
now? Hold on. Have you seen those United Emirates commercials? Those are really swanky planes, man. Although.
Well, knowing Jimmy,
he's probably rented out his own private jet
for that whole experience.
Well, that's true. Exactly. So then what's the problem?
I don't see a problem. I think you do.
I think you're judging him.
It's not the first time I've judged Jimmy Butler. Let me tell you something. I just can't believe that even Jimmy gets out of there, hops on the flight, and is like, you know what, guys? You know where we need to go for 5 days? Dubai. Although now I'm laughing because the fastest I've ever seen a pro team get dressed and get out of somewhere was when the Warriors were playing in Phoenix, and I feel like it was either the Super Bowl or the All-Star break. The game ends in Phoenix. I don't even know if Draymond showered. Draymond and DeMarcus Cousins are sprinting out of that arena to get on the private jet to go to Vegas and enjoy themselves for a night or two.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And the idea that, all right, the break hits again. Oh, where are you guys going? Cabo, I'm going to the beach. I might go home, see some family. Jimmy hops on some jet and goes to Dubai. Unbelievable.
Of all the places, and hey, real quick, Sam, what is the time? What is the time difference over there? What time is it right now?
It's 12 hours.
12 hours?
So yeah, so it's 8:18 here. It's 8:18 in the evening over there.
That's not bad. I thought it was going to be
not bad.
It's like 16 hours or something. No, he's fine. It's not like Australia. It could be worse.
It could be worse.
I'm literally the opposite side of the planet. Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. Hey, look,
You guys complain way too much. Anybody, I don't want to travel with any of you.
Anybody
you guys would be the worst complaining about everything.
But don't. Anybody who's worried about Jimmy not being ready, that dude will be ready.
Exactly. Come on.
He'll be ready. It is true Jimmy Butler fashion to squeeze in as much as he can, which also means, hey, I'm not in the All-Star game.
I will say this.
We go to Dubai.
I will say this because we have a guy that actually is 6'7", right, Carter? You're listed as?
6'8".
6'8". So, and Jimmy's what, 6'7"? So he's an inch shorter, but the hair probably gets him to 6'8". But imagine if you were on, and what's the flight time? Give me a flight time from San Francisco to Dubai if you can.
Forever.
It's probably going to be like 16 hours or something, right? I did a direct Rome to LA. That was like 13 and a half hours once. I didn't mind it. They had some good movies there. That was back in like 2011. They had a lot of really, really good Oscar run there. I want to say they had The Social Network. They had True Grit. A lot of good stuff that year. That was standing. Carter, 16-hour flight. Have you been on one before? And how excruciating is it if you are that tall? Because I'm only 5'11". I can't speak to that.
I have been on a 16-hour flight, and it is just awful, but I sit in the emergency exit row because I can't physically touch my butt to the seat.
And Jimmy's in first class. Have you flown first class?
I'm sure he's in, yeah, but I'm sure that he's on a private jet. I mean, he makes $51 million.
We'll see. Maybe Virgin sponsored it and they flew him out there. I don't know. I don't know. The leg room is what I'm getting at here, too. These guys are fine. They're professionals. So I do, you know, and we're talking about all this, by the way, and there's that doc happening right now on Netflix. The what is it called?
Court of Gold.
Court of Gold. There we go. It's chronicling, you know, the Olympic team in Paris in the summer. And we're all going to break down all the content because we're all seeing it on social. We're seeing all the different clips. And Stephen
Steph's
Curry,
the greatest human being that Steve's ever seen.
Ever seen. Everyone loves Stephen Curry. Hey, Stan Van Gundy talked about it yesterday on Willard and Dibbs. He's the greatest human. Maybe he'd come teach classes about how to just be a good guy. I don't know if like Steph is just like, hey, just don't be a jerk, right? But all this and Jimmy Butler, the Jimmy Butler experience in Golden State, and they're 3-1, and I can't wait to see what happens, Nick, these next couple months. I can't wait. Like, can you imagine if this team didn't make a move? How depressing these airwaves would be right now. But you know what we'd be talking about? The end is near. It's over.
No, you know what you'd be saying, Spadone? The end is here. Because it would, if they didn't make that move, it would have been over. I sat there at the Magic game just before they made this deal at Chase. That place was dead. And what was sad about it is everybody out here in the Bay, you're so used to Steph putting on a show, getting everybody excited, getting everybody revved up about what's going on. Steph was playing. And the game just wasn't very interesting. It got a little better towards the end. But out of all those games for all those years that I went to, not only in Oracle that last year when I lived out in Oakland, but when I came over the bridge and I was going to all those Warriors games at Chase, to see a game, and most games in the middle of the year in an NBA season, they don't have the intensity meter's not running real hot.
No.
Spadone, to see a Steph game at Chase out here that just didn't have a lot of juice to it, that was really something. So I think not just Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, I think the whole fan base has energy again. You put the air back into the balloon and people went, ah, there's a reason to listen every night. There's a reason to lock into the day-to-day proceedings again. One more time, though, this team is better now with Jimmy Butler, for certain. I think they're going to be even better going into next year because they have the ability to make one more big move if they so desire.
I think that big move is going to be re-signing Jonathan Kuminga. Could it be something else? 888-957-9570. Frank Isola, Frankie Ice, who joined us yesterday, covers the league for ESPN and SiriusXM NBA Radio. Frankie Ice on if the Warriors can make a title run.
I just don't know if they have enough size. That to me is the biggest issue with the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, the road that they would have to take to get to a finals is more difficult. I don't think it's impossible. I just don't think it's probable. Again, I do think they got better with the addition of Jimmy Butler, but it seems like every night in the Western Conference, you never get a night off. There's so many darn good teams. I know the Warriors still have to come east. I know they still have a trip where they play both. They'll be in New York for a while where they play both New York teams. So the schedule, to me, doesn't help them. I do think they can make a run. I don't have the faith in the team to win a championship, though.
And I'm not saying championship here, but I can talk myself into this team being a Western Conference Finals contender. I think I could talk myself into that. Listen, you have to have breaks. Any championship run has breaks, whether you're the Philadelphia Eagles, whether you're the Boston Celtics, it doesn't matter. Every single championship team, the Warriors in the past, when they won in 2022, they had a lot of breaks. That doesn't take away anything away from their title. I think all teams have breaks along the way. So if things broke their way, again, a first round series against, you know, the Grizzlies. And can they beat the Grizzlies? Sure. And I think that would, you know, fuel to the fire to the, you know, report or, you know, the executive that said maybe Ja Morant can get traded this summer. Absolutely. If he loses to the first round against the Dubs, that would fuel that fire. But I'm with Frank in the size thing. But also part of me wants to say, like, they didn't really have size when they won it in 2022, did they? Not really. Like, Kevon Looney?
Looney.
Like
he's always the guy.
Right, but, like, we still got Kevon. Like, Trayce Jackson-Davis is an undersized kind of big. Like, Quentin Post, he's seven. He's a true seven-footer, but, like, I wouldn't consider him, like, you know, some ball stopper in the middle of the lane. He's not going to be an Anthony Davis, a shot blocker. He's got some size. He can use it occasionally. Like, And I'm not sure if there's a guy out there in the West. Again, Anthony Davis was this team's kryptonite. Is he even going to play the rest of the season? I don't even know. Like, Alperen Şengün, is he keeping up at night? No. Right? Like,
there are two.
Jared Jackson? Okay.
Right.
Right?
There are two parts to this, Padone. One, any team that sees the Warriors is going to be like, uh-oh.
Yes.
You don't want to see Steph and Jimmy offensively late in games. They are proven commodities at the highest level. Steph just rolled through that gold medal game and hit all those insane shots. He is the guy that gives everybody else around him confidence more so than probably any other player in the league right now. The thing that worries me, specific to this season, as far as can the Warriors win a title or make noise in the playoffs.
Make a run.
The defense just has not been there consistently. And if you're trying to make some kind of run where you put game after game together in a series and you find the rhythm that any great team has to find in the biggest of games, there's nothing that I've seen from the Warriors to this point that would lead me to believe that the defense is going to hold to a point where you go, ah, okay, now I see it. Now it's all coming together. And that is especially without Andrew Wiggins up on the perimeter.
I want to pick this up on the other side because I do think the addition of Jimmy Butler as well as Draymond Green on the court, Steph, you know what he's going to give you defensively? He's going to try. He's never been a great defender. But Jonathan Kuminga coming back and what he can provide defensively, I want to get into because I think that could change how we view this team going forward.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.